Regen Radio.
Hello, welcome to Regen Radio. I am Razor Girl. This is now 2010, but there are no flying cars, and I am deeply saddened by this. But alas, life must go on, despite these small hindrances. It is, of course, that time of year again where all of the top 10 lists come out. All of the Regen Radio staff has voted on what they felt were the best albums of 2009. So this isn't the result of any one person's opinion. This is the result of all of us voting, and these are the top 10 that we came up with. To accompany this podcast, there will be a blog article going up on Regen Radio shortly, so keep your eye out for that. In traditional style, of course, we'll start at number 10 and work our way up to number 1. At number 10 on our top 10 list was Revolting Cox. I'm sure you all know of the band from back in the day. They are often called Revco now, so they can be more radio-friendly. In March of 2009, they came out with their fifth album called Sexo Olympico. It was put out by 13th Planet Records, and it was followed up later on that year in September with a remix album called Sexo Mixo. It came into our list at number 10, so from that album, this is Revolting Cox with Cousins.
Never seen
our list at number 9 was Combi Christ. They put out the album Today We Are All Demons in January of 2009. It was put out on Metropolis Records in North America and Out of Line in Europe. This is their 4th full-length album, and it came out as both 1-disc and a 2-disc version. From Today We Are All Demons, this is Kickstart the Fight from Combi Christ. We'll be right back. Prodigy came in at number 8. During February and March of 2009, they released Invaders Must Die on their own label, Take Me to the Hospital. It's their 5th studio album and their first album since 2004, actually. In October 2009, the album was expanded into 2 CDs and DVD, featuring remixes and live footage, of course. Off of Invaders Must Die, this is Warrior Stance from The Prodigy.
Thank you.
Industrial legends Rammstein hit our list at number 7. They came out with their 6th album in October of 2009. It was released on Universal Music. I can't really tell you what it was called because I don't speak German, so you're going to have to just look it up. All of the tracks on the album were, of course, in German except for the hit of the album, if you want to call it that, called Pussy. You probably all know of the accompanying video to go with that song that was posted on. If you don't know of the video, it's on RedTube. If you want to go and watch it there, it's an interesting video. Yeah, it definitely goes with the song. So, yeah, off of that album name that I can't say, Leb, it's for Alid. I really don't know how to say it. Anyway, off of that album, this is Rammstein's Pussy.
Let's do it quick. So take me now.
number six spot on our list was taken by Rottersand and their album Random is Resistance. It came out in October of 2009. It was released on Metropolis Records. It probably was released on a different label in Europe, but sadly I don't have the information for that. I suck. This was Rottersand's fourth album, and off of Random is Resistance, this is First Time.
Wide awake, you stand to the dark, the ticking of the clock against the pounding of your heart. I know, you just don't know. Get alive, dare to lift your head. There's no one else but you to raise you from the dead. I know, told me so. Once you strike, there's no way turning back. You've got to pay a price. When you go from white to black, you know, you've got to go. This could be the first time, and it could be your last time. This could be the first time, and it could be your last time. You never know until you go. Yeah.
We have reached the midpoint of our top 10 countdown of 2009. Coming in at number 5 was 16 Volt. They put out their 6th studio album, American Porn Songs, in September of 2009. It was released on Metropolis Records. From American Porn Songs, this is Enjoy the Pain by 16 Volt. Our number 4 album was released early in 2009 from Project Pitchfork. The album was called Dream Terrestres. I know I'm not saying that right, and I apologize. And it was put out on Prussia Records. I think this was maybe like their 18th album. Project Pitchfork has a lot of releases, and I just estimated it's around 18. I could really go back and count if you really wanted me to, but I'm sure you'll probably be content with me just estimating 18. From that album, this is Feel by Project Pitchfork.
Thank you.
Autoclave 1.1 took the number 3 spot. They released the album Where Once Were Exit Wounds in July of 2009 on Tympanic Audio. This was their 5th studio album and their 2nd release on Tympanic Audio. This is An Idiosyncratic Oath from Autoclave 1.1. Almost made it to number 1. We're at our number 2 spot. Our number two and number one spot were actually tied in the voting. You can think of them as interchangeable in terms of order. The bands actually went on tour together in 2009. Our second spot went to Hideous and Perfect from Australia's Angel Spit. It was their third album to date, and it came out in September. They actually had a very short time between their second and third album. Their second album, Blood, Death, Ivory, coming out in 2008, and then their third album coming out in September of 2009. It was released on Metropolis Records in North America. From Angel Spit's Hideous and Perfect, this is Let Them Eat Distortion.
Sweet gluttony, she says to me, kill till you go insane with pleasure. Let me scream, obesity. Bloody cause it's for a god who cannot hear. My carcass swells with excitement. Grand things luscious with tar in their hair. My duchess, mistress, bloody dementia. Bless the bread with St. Anthony's fire. Buildings will fall. Heavens don't care. Gods in contortion. Shards of her lover now spill on the floor. Lord slain, royal insane. Parts of him gummed up under her nails. Dried up, vacated, girl mutilating. Vindication sits where her curls used to be. The smoking, the squealing, cutthroat vixen. Ashes outline where a king used to be. Buildings will fall. Heaven don't care. Guards in contortion. Eat distortion. Shotgun juke holes in the roof while pervert princes peel off their faces. Burning and misery, maggots for jewelry. The mad queen, black as the aces. The drowning, the filth, spasms and death. Diamond studded fist to mine. More, more, more. Demonic, convulsing. The choir rejoicing. Not going to hell, but bringing it here.
Now, you may have guessed which is the number one album, either because you've already read the playlist at regenmag.com, or you figured it out before Angel Spit when I said that the number two and the number one bands went on tour together in 2009. So yes, you're correct. KMFDM hit the number one spot. Woo! KMFDM put out Blitz in March of 2009. It's their 16th album to date. It came out on the band's own record label and Metropolis Records. Interesting fact, it is the first use of a five-letter song title and a five-letter album title since WW3. I don't know if anyone cares about that kind of trivia, but you now know. KMFDM hit number one in our Regen Radio vote, tied, however, with Angel Spit. Of course, this brings us to the end of the show, as once you reach number one, there's nowhere else to go. So thank you for listening to the Top 10 of 2009 on Regen Radio. I will see you, of course, next week. From KMFDM's Blitz, this is Being Boiled on Regen Radio.
Listen to the voice of Buddha, saying stop your sericulture. Little people like your offspring boiled alive for sun gods talking, Buddha's watching, Buddha's waiting. Just because the kid's an orphan, excuse for thoughtless slaying. People, don't forget this torture. Just because you call her mother doesn't mean that she's your better. Listen to the voice of Buddha, saying stop your